This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. President Donald Trump is backing his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, as an impeachment vote in the House draws near. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Upon his return from Ukraine, Giuliani met with the president. What was said?
No, not too much, but he's a very great crime fighter.
He called Rudy Giuliani very smart.
He sees all of the hoax that happens when they talk about impeachment hoax or the Russian collusion delusion.
With the impeachment vote looming, moderate Democrats like Utah's Ben McAdams are saying how they will vote.
I will vote yes.
He's hoping the president will be censured.
Instead of putting the country through a divisive and lengthy Senate impeachment trial with the predetermined outcome of dismissal.
But McAdams said what the president did was wrong. Ed Donahue, Washington.
House Democratic leaders have scheduled a full vote on the articles of impeachment for Wednesday. Representatives are expected to vote along party lines, meaning the resolution would pass, sending the matter to the Senate for a full trial. A special court in Pakistan Tuesday found former president and military ruler Pervez Musharraf guilty of high treason and sentenced him to death. This was the first time a military dictator was tried and convicted in court in Pakistan. Musharraf, who is currently receiving medical treatment in Dubai, came to power through a military coup in 1999. His initial actions received legal cover by the judiciary and subsequently the parliament. It was his imposition of the state of emergency in 2007 that led to the charges against him. India Prime Minister Narendra Modi appealed for calm as protests escalated against a new citizenship law that critics have slammed as anti-Muslim and part of a Hindu-first agenda being pushed by his political party. Opposition party leaders staged protests in several states. Tensions ran high in the country's northeast, which has been engulfed with angry demonstrations. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said Monday he has not issued any orders to reduce troop levels in Afghanistan, but that he would like to shift some forces to other missions, including those focused countering China in the Indo-Pacific region. In the meantime, in Afghanistan, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham said a U.S. troop drawdown is coming. We get more on the story from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Speaking from the Afghan capital, Kabul, Graham said the president could reduce troops to 8,600, down from the current 12,000. Adding Afghanistan's national security forces are ready to defend their country. Graham added America's withdrawal from Afghanistan has to be condition-based and the Taliban have to be held to the promises they make during peace talks. Graham has opposed a full US troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. I'm Charles Ledesma.
China and Russia proposed lifting some UN sanctions on North Korea on Monday nights, according to a draft resolution to the UN Security Council that was seen by Reuters. Russia says the move is meant to help along talks between Pyongyang and Washington. However, a U.S. State Department official told Reuters now isn't the time to end sanctions, with the North threatening to escalate tensions and nuclear talks on ice. Pyongyang's carried out a series of weapons tests in recent weeks, and on Monday, Pentagon Chief Mark Esper said more tests may be likely.
Is it concerned their rhetoric? We have seen talk of tests. I think that they will be likely if they don't feel satisfied. So I'm familiar with their tactics, with their bluster, and I think we need to get serious and sit down and have discussions about a political agreement that denuclearizes the peninsula. That is the best way forward and arguably the only way forward.
As for the Security Council, it's not clear when or if the draft resolution to lift sanctions could see a vote. Australian Foreign Minister Marisa Payne thanked the New Zealand government and others involved in the response to the deadly volcanic eruption last week. Speaking to reporters in Auckland on Tuesday, Payne said every effort is being made by New Zealand police and defense forces to search for two people still missing.
We know how difficult the retrieval itself was on Friday, and weather is compounding it. The nature of volcanic eruption, the toxicity that goes with that is compounding it. But they will do everything they can. We are assured of that. There are major operational undertakings in place for this work.
Now, the official death toll stands at 16, although authorities believe 18 people died, including several who died from their injuries in the week following the eruption in hospitals in New Zealand and Australia. For more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.